was a fast start for the defense. Chris Conte made a heck of a play in the back end and got the defense off to a fast start. In between, I thought the offense picked it up. There was a lot of good execution out there. We spread the ball around to our guys. We intended to do that today. We got off to a good start. I thought Jay was extremely sharp throughout the middle portions of practice. We had some pre-snap penalties, which always hurt you. As I told the defense, two turnovers and a strip ball will win games. And as I told the offense, we played very, very well throughout most of the practice, but those turnovers and pre-snap penalties are going to hurt us, and we're not going to be where we want to be. Overall, I thought the veterans did a heck of a job of setting the tempo of practice, and the execution for an offense that had a lot of plays in today, a lot of different snap counts, a lot of different ways of moving the football around. I thought that the mental errors were down. There were very few on the offensive side of the ball, so it comes down to turnovers, and that's the game, and that's what we saw out there today. But overall, a very good start execution-wise on both sides of the ball. I thought special teams was locked in. We had some very good special teams periods today and in the kicking game, and the guys have really bought into Joe and the work that he's doing. Well, you know, today's day one, and there's a competition going on, and we've got a good plan for our guards and for James and Kyle to both get work at that position, and it's going to play itself out, and we'll just continue to do that throughout camp. I thought he had a good day. You know, he had the first throw. You know, he caught him by surprise. He still wound up catching it, but we moved the ball around with him. I think we used him in the middle of the field. We threw the ball to him in some outside lanes, and just overall, I thought the guys, the execution with the volume of football we had today was pretty good. And as I tell the defensive guys, it's really not real football until, you know, there's a true pass rush, and you really can see how things unfold. But for what we had to do within the framework of the rules today, it was very good execution throughout the middle of practice. Well, what we're trying to do essentially is slow everything down on Sunday, and this is not unique to us, but the faster we go and the more chaotic we can make it for them, the easier things are going to be on Sunday. And things happen so fast on Sunday that if we can create that environment as much as possible here, more game-like, we hope that they'll play better, and we believe they will. So that's the reason for it.
It was an organizational idea. I don't know that it matters who thought of it. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we're trying to use the technology the best way we can. Can we hook them up? And we FaceTime with our families all the time and our friends, and we Skype. Why can't we teach that way? And, you know, there's webinars going on in big mm-hmm. business all over the place, and this is just another form of a webinar, right, where we're online, and Kyle was having fun with it as well, and we got a lot of teaching done as if he was right in the room.